Unit 4. C. Listening. B. Listen to the interview with Beth, who is talking about the differences between her generation and the young people today. Which differences does she talk about? Tick 3 items.
Hi, Beth. When were you born?
I was born in 1938.
Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes, I have a grandson and 2 granddaughters.
How old are they?
My grandson is 27 years old and he is married. My granddaughters are teenagers. One is 19 years old and the other is 17.
Do you feel that there's a generation gap between you and your grandchildren?
Oh, well, I can say that there are too many differences between my generation and theirs. Especially the teenager's lifestyle is completely different now.
Can you give any examples?
Well, for example, when we were young, we didn't have the internet or the social media, so we used to go out and do things with other people. Friendship was very important. Friends used to know each other well and try to make each other happy. But now, the teenagers only give importance to the followers. How many people follow them on Instagram? If the followers are many, then they are happy.
Then you think the biggest difference is in socializing. What else?
The clothing was also quite different when I was young. I was a teenager in the 1950s. At that time, we used to wear dresses and skirts generally. We used to feel fashionable only when we wore high-heeled shoes, hats and gloves. Now, the young people are fond of comfortable clothes. The new generation doesn't prefer skirts that much. The girls of my generation didn't used to wear pants or shorts, and we even didn't used to wear jeans. But now, jeans are very popular.
What do you think about the family life? Is it different now?
Of course. The family bonds were great in the past. The families used to spend time together. We didn't used to do anything alone. For example, we used to wait for the other family members when we had dinner. But now, my grandchildren spend all their time outside or with their mobile phones, and I can't do anything with them or talk to them. Also, we didn't used to make decisions alone. We used to make our decisions with our parents. Our parents always gave advice about our education or marriage. Today, young people get angry when you tell your ideas about their decisions. They don't want to listen to anybody. They don't respect the experiences of their parents.
So you don't like the way teenagers behave and live today, is that right?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I just don't understand the new generation. Similarly, they don't understand me. That is the generation gap, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Thank you, Beth, for this interview.